pleasure in talking of Jesus Christ. Think of her rejoicing in the account of heaven, where there shall be no sorrow nor night. I have never seen her since. She went to her own home in London, and I do not know whether she is alive or not, but I hope she is, and I have no doubt Jesus Christ has taken good care of her. Dear children, are you as happy and as cheerful as she was? You are not blind. You have eyes and can run about and see everything and go where you like and read as much as you please to yourselves. But are you as happy as this poor little girl? Oh, if you wish to be happy in this world, remember my advice today. Do as the little blind girl did. Love Jesus Christ, and he will love you. Seek him early, and you shall find him. Little Things. Introduction. Dear children, did you ever see a bird's nest? Did you ever look closely at it? Did you ever observe how wisely and cleverly it is made? There are few things so beautiful and well contrived as a bird's nest. Millions of nests are made by old birds every year. Millions of young birds are hatched and reared in them. There would soon be no more thrushes and larks and nightingales if there were no nests. The most beautiful bird's nest I ever saw was made of stone and timber, and not of twigs and moss. It was not made by the bills and claws of birds, but by the hands of men. Children, what kind of nest do you think this was? I am sure you will never guess, and so I must tell you. The bird's nest, which I thought so beautiful, is a large house in Ireland, at a place called Kingstown. It is a house built by kind people to take in boys and girls who have no friends. Once received into this house, these boys and girls are washed and clothed and fed and taught until they are old enough to get their own living. Children, do you not think the bird's nest was a very good name to give to this house? Now, it costs a great deal of money to keep up this bird nest in proper order. The clothes the poor friendless boys and girls wear cost money. The food that they eat every day costs money. The teachers who teach them every day must be paid for their work. The servants who help to keep the place clean must have their wages. The house itself must be kept in repair. All this costs a great deal of money. Children, shall I tell you how some of this money is got? Some of the money which goes to keep up the Kingstown bird's nest is collected by little boys and girls in Dublin who ask their friends to help. Think what a nice thing that is to do. How much better to collect money for the bird's nest than to waste it on sugar plums and cakes and toys. Children, when I was over in Dublin, I saw these little collectors of money for the bird's nest gathered together. It was a very pleasant sight to my eyes to see so many little friends to the friendless and helpers of the helpless. I made them a speech to encourage them and cheer them on. This is the speech of which you have part now before you. I hope it will do you good. Children, would you not like to help the bird's nest yourselves? If you would, I will tell you what to do. Send some money to Mrs. Smiley, Grattan Street, Dublin, and tell her it is for the Kingstown bird's nest, and I am sure she will be very thankful. Send it in postage stamps, or by a postal order. But remember to say who it came from, or else she will not be able to write and thank you. A Talk with Children. My dear children, I have been asked to speak to the boys and girls who collect for the Kingstown bird's nest. I must begin by telling you that it is a very hard thing to do. I must get you all to help me. How can you help me? You can help me by being as quiet and attentive as you can, by sitting as still as you can, and by opening your ears as wide as you can. Children, what is the first thing we want to do for the boys and girls in the bird's nest? I will tell you. Our great work is to help them to get to heaven. We want their souls to be saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want them to be washed in Jesus' blood, clothed in His robe of righteousness, and made partakers of His grace. We want them to grow up holy, praying, Bible-teaching, God-fearing men and women. But some people may say, what have boys and girls to do with this bird's nest? Why not leave it to grown people to get all the money? They are better able to do it. Boys and girls should not have anything to do with it. Why, dear boys and girls, there are no persons in the world that are so bound to work for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the souls of people as children. There are none who ought to try so much to make known the gospel of Jesus Christ as children. Do you know what children come to in heathen lands? Here in this happy Christian country, when boys and girls are born, there is a great joy and pleasure. On the contrary, it is a very common thing in heathen lands to kill the little child, to bury it alive, or strangle it, or starve it to death. Is it not very shocking? But these poor heathens know no better. You have heard of the South Sea Islands? Look at the map of the world. Those little black dots to the left of South America, they are the South Sea Islands. Well, these islands a few years ago were full of idolaters. The poor people there bowed down to stocks and stones and knew nothing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kind missionaries went to them and told them of Christ and salvation by Him. God blessed their work, and many of the poor heathen were converted, and many of these heathen islands are now become Christian lands. After they were converted, many of the people said, "We wish we had heard these things before. If you had only told us these things long ago, we should never have done the wicked things we did." And at one of these islands, a woman got up after a missionary meeting and said, "Oh, sir, if I had only heard these things before. I had 19 little children and have murdered every one of them. Because I knew nothing of the Bible, I didn't care for my dear little children. Oh, that I had known long ago about Jesus Christ and about this blessed Bible and about the way to heaven." I always say that women, children, and the poor ought to do more for the gospel than any others in the world. It brings them so many blessings. But now comes the question, what can you do? Many people will say, "Well, what can these little boys and girls do? What is the use of such little help as they can give to the bird's nest?" Oh, my dear children, who can tell the power of littles? The power of littles is very wonderful. No one knows what can be done by a little, and a little, and a little. Did you ever think about Noah's Ark? Did you ever think what a large thing Noah's Ark must have been? Just think of Noah having to make a vessel big enough to hold all the beasts and all the birds. How do you think the ark was made? It was not done all at once. Oh, no, it was made plank by plank and piece by piece, by little and little. Perhaps you would have said, if you had seen Noah at his work, "Oh, what's the use of that little piece? Such a bit." Or, "What's the use of that one plank?" Children, little by little is that which makes a large thing at last. So we want as many little things as we can get for the bird's nest, and joined together, they will make the whole of what we want. God says in the Bible, "Who hath despised the day of small things?" There is also a text spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ about little things. "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." The real Christian must be faithful in little things as well as in great things. Let me tell you a story of a man who knew the value of little things. The man became one of the most important people in the city of Paris. You know, Paris is the capital city of France. Well, this man came to Paris